Department of Education is in the process of suspending a primary school principal in Phoenix, south of Durban. This is after he was arrested on Wednesday for allegedly raping a teacher. Education Department spokesperson Kwezi Mthethwa told the news on Thursday that the department was investigating the principal after the rape allegations. He said several other teachers had come forward with similar allegations. KZN police confirmed that they were investigating a case of rape that was opened against the 54-year-old on Monday. And finally, Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza on Thursday said the power utility's debt still stood at roughly 454 billion rands. Mabuza was speaking at the release of the company's results. He said Eskom expected to report a similar full-year loss this year as the one recorded in 2018. Mabuza said Eskom secured 64% of the funding it needed for next year, but would still rely on government support to maintain a positive cash balance by next March. And within our trending topics, we have hashtag I am tired of praying, hashtag take a lot, and hashtag Nkalakata remix. Johannesburg has been sunny with a low of 15 degrees Celsius and a high of 31 degrees Celsius. Pretoria has been sunny as well with a high of 18 degrees Celsius and a high of 35 degrees Celsius and a low of 19 degrees Celsius. And for the latest in South Africa's financial indicators, the rand has gone down to 14 rand 73 cents against the United States dollar, 16 rand 22 cents against the euro, 19 rand 3 cents against the Great British pound. Gold has gone down to 1,456 rand 1 cent a fine ounce. Recapping our top stories at 4 o'clock, Eskom's board chairperson Jabu Mabuza said the power utility's debt still stood at roughly 454 billion rands. These news on the UJFM Drive have been supplied by IRL News, EWN, SABC News and the UJFM News Desk. Do expect more news to follow at 4:30. For UJFM News Updates, I am Udirile Rawalau.
UJFM Traffic.
As we take a second look at what's happening in our roads, we're starting off in Woodmead. On Woodmead Drive, northbound roadworks are taking place, so watch out for traffic restrictions. That's towards Woodlands Drive, and do expect delays there. In Paulshof on Witkopen Road, eastbound congestion is taking place, so watch out for queuing traffic through Paulshof. And then, of course, in Bedford View on the N3 northbound, there's congestion taking place, so watch out for queuing traffic on the link to the N12 east at Galilee's interchange. And then lastly, in Ramberg on Malabongwe Drive westbound, obstruction is taking place, causing queuing traffic. That's towards the N1 highway. If you do have other updates, to hit us up on hashtag UJFM Drive as well as at UJFM. And by WhatsApp, Odie, what is that number?
081 725 228.
Do the right thing. Catch your next traffic update coming up at 4:30.